All right, so look, I'm not in a tough spot, but I got to say this, people. And y'all know, y'all already know. I didn't get a chance to do a trailer reaction for The Flash when it first dropped during the Super Bowl, and I caved in, man. I was upstairs when the trailer dropped, and I said this story before when I was doing my trailer breakdown episode, and I said that, my homie was yelling, shouting up the steps like, "Yo, you gotta see this fucking trailer." And I just heard the reactions to the trailer, and I caved in and I ended up watching it, man. But the first time watching it was something that I feel like it was gonna be so well deserved on the Tutor Reviews podcast, man. I'm telling y'all, I would have put it up there with trailer reactions like those first two Fast Nine trailers that I reacted to, lost my fucking mind. Had to take the glasses off. Probably the Mortal Kombat trailers are that's a definite one. And it was another the Batman, the Robert Pattinson, Matt Reeves Batman movie, man. Those are trailer reactions that stand out for me, man. And it's something about just getting those raw, those uncut, insane, crazy reactions out to y'all in the moment. It's something that's crazy about that. It's one of the reasons why I don't like to do trailer breakdowns when I miss the trailer reactions, because it's something different, man. It just does not hit like when you're in the moment. And that's what we're gonna do, man. I could address the elephant in the room, but we're not gonna get all political and talk the Ezra Miller bullshit. We're not gonna talk about the DC bullshit. We're not gonna talk about none of the bullshit that these people have going on outside of what is going on in this trailer. Now, if a bunch of shit comes to light and we see that these are definite bad people that need to be locked away or just put somewhere in a fucking dark cave and torture forever, then yeah, then that's what will come to light, and we'll see the fruits of that labor. But as for right now, I am detaching myself from all realities right now. I'm snapping myself into the multiverse. I hope Andy Muschietti makes arguably one of the best superhero movies of all time. Now, I do remember saying this was probably the best superhero, comic book movie trailer that I've ever seen. Hands fucking down. That first trailer was amazing. It gave you everything you wanted. A lot of people said they showed too much, but you would have to imagine how long Andy Muschietti Flash solo movie has to be, because there's a lot of shit that they're borrowing from Flashpoint Paradox, and that stuff's gonna be front and center, man. But we know we're here to see Batfleck. We're here to see the Flash, all the multiple versions of the Flash that are in here. We're here to see oh, I can't remember her name. Callie, is it Sasha Callie or something like that? That plays Supergirl. She's got probably one of the best scenes in the sequences in the whole trailer the first time around. And Michael Keaton, listen, everybody and their mama is in here, and Ron Livingston is in here, man. I just recently was, kind of singing Ron Livingston's praises. He replaced Billy Kudrup. Billy Kudrup had played Barry Allen's dad in Batman vs Superman. I can't remember if he was in, or not Batman vs Superman, but in the Justice League. That's the one he was in. But he's been replaced with Ron Livingston from Office Space and Time Traveler's Wife. I did commentary for that, if y'all want to check that out. That was actually an Intoxic commentary, by the way. And it was I had a pretty decent time watching that, man. Y'all can expect another Intoxic commentary loading. I'm not sure what it would be on, but I definitely got to get back to these requests, man. But this one right here, shout out to DC. They dropped this an hour ago. This is 2 minutes and 52 seconds long. I feel like that is enough. And if this is the last Flash trailer, if it's popping, I'm cool with it. I don't even fucking know, people. We'll see. But trailer two for the Flash, people. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. I was about to say, come on, goddammit. Okay, those are all shots that I've seen before. Let's go.
I lost my parents. That pain made me who I am.
Tell him. Ooh, is that the Batwing? Oh my god. Look at that shot. Fighting crime. Old man Bruce Wayne with the long. Yo. Yo.
You actually did it.
Michael, it's Michael Keaton, y'all. I can't fucking believe it.
I love you, Monkey. You lost both parents in one day.
The way the sky changes like that when his young self runs past his old self.
I completely broke the universe. Since you were back and changed the past.
This world must die.
Zod, you gotta go again. He makes me sick, man.
Do you know what this symbol stands for?
Hope.
It means hope, right?
She's like, how the fuck you know that?
I will help you fight Zod.
Look how old Supergirl looks. Great. Say it. Yo! Oh my god. Yo!
I have to undo what I did.
Oh no.
I guess who we are.
Gotta show Batfleck.
I'm about to go back.
Come on. Whose body is that Superman's body? Ooh. Oh. Oh my god, yo. Oh, Michael Keaton, Batman, he's surrendering. Who the fuck is that? Oh shit. Ooh. Oh my god. Oh my goodness, man.
You're strapped to your parachutes.
And where's yours?
I'm wearing it, motherfucker. You don't know who I is? Ejecto Cito, cuz. Oh shit, man. Yo, oh my god, y'all. This is what the fuck I was talking about. This is what I was talking about, people. This is exactly why I said when I did that trailer breakdown for the first Flash trailer, it was good to get the content out to y'all. It was good to point things out that I may have missed the first time around. But it's nothing like reacting to it the first time and seeing everything, experiencing that shit for the first time. This, I'm not gonna lie, man. There was some, you know, here I go. Eating crow again, putting my foot in my mouth, eating my fucking words. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this. Actually, let me say something y'all know I'm going to make it come full circle on the Tutor Reviews podcast. Y'all know that. I'm going to give y'all a segue into what I'm about to say here. And this is crazy that I'm even saying this. Now, there was somebody online, and I remember seeing this on TikTok, and I remember doing a whole rant and a video about it. And I was like, well, if that's the case, then let people judge it for themselves. But don't do this. This is desperation and blah, 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 based on a statement. And the statement was, the Flash is being said, you know, it's being said that the Flash movie is better than Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy altogether. Or it was something along the lines of that, or it's being compared to Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy. And I was pissed. I was pissed, man, because while people, you know, say those movies vary in quality, and they do, but I feel like Christopher Nolan pulled off a solid-ass epic trilogy, man. I went to see The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises in the theater and sat, like, a couple rows back because I wanted to experience what was going to be, like, some of the best theater shit that I've ever seen. So don't get me wrong. I defend that shit. And I was like, you know, if they're saying that, then let the proof be in the pudding when the movie comes out. But don't compare it to, you know, what Christopher Nolan established over three movies with the same, you know, cast consistently for the most part. I was going off. Y'all can go on my TikTok page and find the video. I don't have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. Y'all know that shit. And that's where some of y'all get y'all, y'all get y'all shits and giggles. And, you know, for the people that see me doubt things, and they always try to, you know, warm me up to it and be like, listen, I'm trying to tell you, and I'm always going against it. This is the moments that those types of people live for, you know, the I told you so moments. I know, but I say all that to say this. I'm looking at this trailer, two trailers in, TV spots, trailer breakdowns, behind the scenes photos, been keeping up with this shit for the longest, everything, the whole shebang. I'm going into this thinking, this might be better than all that shit mentioned. I'm sorry. Now, I have something to back up my theory here. Now, I know I might have just lost a couple listeners. I need y'all to bear with me right now. I always have legitimate claims to my insane and unpopular opinions here. Now, what I'm saying is, I think this has the potential to maybe be better than the Christopher Nolan movies because you have more at your disposal. It's really amazing what Christopher Nolan pulled off with practical shit. Like, you could have easily went with matte paintings, you know, green screens, miniatures, and stop motion animation like what Tim Burton did in the first couple Batman movies. You could have went crazy set pieces that are fresh out of fucking Crayola factory that Joel Schumacher did in the next two movies. And rest in peace, shout out to Joel Schumacher, for sure. Always, whether people like it or not, he's always a part of, you know, the Batman property. But it's so much more you can do, not just with two Batmans in your movie, but just with a comic book movie in general, man, when you have special effects and multiverses and shit like that, and in these larger than life superhuman, these metahumans rather, in the DC universe, you have so much more to fuck around and play with than you do in a much more grounded, realistic world like Christopher Nolan set up. And it's not, listen, y'all know me, like, and I have no problem admitting this in turn, is like, y'all know I'm a practical over CG guy, but when it comes to my, like, my superhero movies, like something like The Flash, where you're incorporating Batman and Supergirl and Zod and who knows who what other cameos we'll see in this shit, you can't go grounded with this. I mean, you can, but I feel like you're going to lose a lot of that blockbuster spectacle that you can do, that you can pull off with a Flash solo movie, man. Especially if they're pulling shit from the Flashpoint Paradox. Look, man. This might be arguably, this might be one of the best superhero movies of all time. I'm just going to go out and say that. I don't know if DC is officially keeping Ezra Miller. I have no idea. But the way that this movie's looking, I hope that they get them the help that they need. Mental health is a very big thing that people always need to take seriously. But I hope that they are, you know, making an example out of this Ezra Miller thing, in the sense that we're not just going to give up on this person. You know, we know this person's not right in the head, and like, we're going to do everything we can to help. Now, I don't know if that's a selfish move for them, because they like, listen, we done tied up $8 trillion and some change in this movie. If you think we getting rid of this cash cow, you must be sadly mistaken. It could be a selfish move on their behalf, but time will tell, man. All I will say, you know, I'm getting long-winded here. We definitely got to watch this trailer again. One more again. But I'm getting long-winded because I want y'all to know the shit that I see in this trailer looks fucking epic. I've never seen a superhero movie, a comic book movie trailer like this, man. This shit is amazing. This shit looks polished up. Andy Muschietti, obviously, this is going to be the biggest movie of his career. You know, he knocked It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 out of the park. I know there's a big fan base for the movie Mama that he directed. I'm not a fan of that movie at all. But I want to see what type of horror elements he's going to bring into this movie, man. I really do. I don't know who that big fucker is that's on the Batwing that's, like, punching the windshield open. I'm pretty sure that's one of the villains. Like, maybe one of the Reverse Flash or something. I don't know. I'm behind on the TV show and source material a bit. But we'll see, man. The shots with Ben Affleck's Listen, the Batman shit in this trailer looks fucking sick. I don't even want to talk. I'm tired of talking to y'all. We're going to watch this one more again. Because this shit right here, man. I hope this is like a 3.5-hour movie. Fuck a Avatar. I'll sit through that time length. Sure.
Made me who I am. I spent a lifetime trying to right the wrongs of the past.
Do y'all see how fucking beautiful that Batwing is? And this old man Bruce shit? The multiple bat suits? You got the underwater bat suit? Yo, my. I meant when I said it the first time around, people. I'm like, it's Michael Keaton, y'all. Like, I can't believe it. The fact that comic book movie fans are alive to see this type of shit, I love it. But instead, I completely broke the universe. It's okay, it happens. If you went back and changed the past, this world must die. And then Michael Keaton said that, you want to get nuts? Let's. Oh my god.
Do you know what this symbol stands for? It
means hope, right?
He like, yo, I know your peoples. I like that little smile she just threw at him, too.
You want to get nuts?
Mm-hmm.
kid money.
Oh, that's a money shot right there. That's a money shot right there. This, and this shot right here. I love this shot of the Batwing just coasting.
I have to undo what I did. These scars we have make us who we are. I'm meant to go back and fix them.
Oh my God. Whose body? Is that Barry? She's going to bring Barry back to life. Fucking up Zod. I like that part right there. That shit where Batman shields the bullets with the cape, with the back of the cape. Oh my God, yo.
We're not gonna be able to fix this. No.
Batman looked like he just didn't have nothing left in him. Oh my God. Then they had all of the symbols. They had all of the symbols go past leading up to the Flash symbol.
Where's yours?
Listen, first of all, I feel like I say this all the time. Every time I want to record when the weather's like this, Mr. Softy just comes bringing his goofy ass down the block. But you know what? We've come too far, people. We're almost 17 minutes into this episode. And we're going to keep this shit going. We're going to keep it going. Mr. Softy just going to have to get on our nerves for a second. But I look, I'll keep it brief just because the background is, you know, is rudely interrupting me, man. I can't wait. Like, I have this back and forth in my mind where I always feel like Fast 10 is going to be the biggest fucking movie event of the year. And be that as it may, I still feel like The Flash, they come out different times. I think Fast Furious comes out May. The Flash comes out June 16th. But I still feel like in comparison, The Flash is definitely like this otherworldly. You can't go wrong with the otherworldly meta human shit, man. You can't go wrong with it. And I don't know. I just like to wrap this up, man. I feel like how I feel, and all the proof is in my reactions to this shit, man. It's not really a lot I can say about all of this, but I cannot wait, man. This movie looks fantastic. This movie looks fun. The movie looks like it has like high stakes to it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it, people. I'm just like, it's not very often where I don't know what to say. I would watch it a third time. I can't remember the last time we did that, but we ain't gonna do that, man. But y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tutor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tutor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. I'm not going to lie to y'all. This, not only has it been a little bit of background noise, but this cat, man, it's a little kitten I had got that I've got to unfortunately get rid of soon. This motherfucker has been causing havoc. He's been clawing up my leg the whole time. I'm trying to talk through, you know, and not necessarily pain, but just more so concern. But this motherfucker is lively, man. He's very lively, and I don't have the patience for it. And it sucks, man, because I originally had got this kitten. You know, my daughter wanted this kitten, but, you know, kids will dupe you into getting pets, and then they don't give a shit about them. They don't want to take care of them. They don't want to tend to them. They just want to run and just plot world domination while the parents end up taking care of these animals. Nah. It's not I, people, not I, but, you know, don't think I'm on some mean, grumpy Mr. Wilson type of shit. It's just like, nah, but this cat, if one of y'all want him, y'all can have him, but I don't know if y'all want him, because he's a cord chewer. I'm looking at him now, and he's chewing on this fucking, you know, one of these cords on the ground, and then you gotta, it's a lot, people. It's a lot. If I could put him in the multiverse, I would. But y'all already know the love and support that y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tutor. Another episode of Tutor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.